All right, time for another edition of That's Tourism on Ocean 100, and we're speaking with a leader in PEI's resort and recreation sector to talk about tourism from both a business and employer's perspective today. Joining us is Joffrey Irving, president of Mill River Resort, a year-round destination known for its golf, accommodations, spa, events, and hospitality. Joffrey brings insight not only as a tourism employer, but also as a passionate advocate for the value tourism brings to our rural communities. Welcoming Joffrey Irving to That's Tourism. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's get right down to it. What has working in tourism meant for you, both personally and professionally? What can you tell us?
I love working in tourism, especially here in PEI. I love the different seasons of tourism and the different experiences each season brings with it. You know, whether it's a round of golf and sitting on a patio in a restaurant in the summertime or zipping down Tubing Hill and snowshoeing in the winter, it's awesome to see people and families vacationing with you and enjoying those amenities and experiences that your tourism operation offers.
Fantastic. Are you guys like currently hiring at Mill River?
We are, actually. We're currently searching for a director of recreation to manage our recreational amenities here on site. And we're also looking to fill a couple of managerial positions within our food and beverage departments. But we're always looking for good people to join our team here at Mill River.
And, what are the benefits of working at Mill River?
Over and above the, competitive wages and employee perks that we offer, I think the biggest benefit of just working with, such a great group of people here at the resort. We're pretty fortunate, and I say it all the time, that we're surrounded by a friendly, welcoming group of people here, and it's easy for new staff to get engaged and join our team here.
All right, so golf, meetings, sports tourism, okay, they're all very important to PEI's tourism mix. Can you maybe take a second and speak to the impact that these experiences have on visitation and our local economy here on the island?
Yeah, absolutely. For us, kind of being in a rural location at the western end of the island, they're huge for us. We're obviously golf enthusiasts here, managing our course here at Mill River and our sister course at Eagles Glen in Cavendish. And, in June, we're actually hosting a PGA Tour of America's Q School event here, which will bring about 150 golfers trying to make their way to the PGA Tour someday. So those type of events are great for us, but we're also very keen in sport and wellness tourism as well. We just finished our first full season of curling here at the new complex on site, and construction's underway on our new baseball field, which is being built. So these are, amenities that we hope will drive more sport tourism and traffic to this end of the island.
It's incredible to see. It really is. And it's such a great idea for that area, too. What are your expectations for the 2025 tourism season? Let's close with that.
Yeah, overall, positive. By all accounts, it looks like we're going to have a pretty good first half of 2025. And, with a little cooperation from Mother Nature, I think we'll have a great golf season and summer season as well.
Well, you'll see me up there before too long for a round of golf, my friend. Always a pleasure to chat with you.
All right. Thank you very much.